Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
The following program is paid for by Hunt Mortgage. All opinions and statements expressed on this program are solely those of Hunt Mortgage or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey. Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate New York, and also through our links to Boston, Massachusetts. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, NMLS number 37405. Hunt Mortgage is a proud equal opportunity lender. Call them today, 716-633-3700, or visit huntmortgage.com and seek out one of our very skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants, which is always our guarantee. Also ask about or research online our many exclusive programs, including our unique pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. In today's very competitive residential real estate market, where there is still a shortage of listings, when you do find the house you want to make sure that your offer is as strong as possible when there may be more than one offer. And from a seller's perspective, as you can imagine, cash is very persuasive. But if you're working with a skilled Hunt sales professional armed with your pre-purchase commitment, your offer is the equivalent of cash, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And you may now find yourself in a house that was right for you when you bought it years ago, but you've outgrown it, or maybe it's outgrown you. In any case, it no longer meets your lifestyle, but where will you go even if you were to sell for a great price? Hunt Mortgage and your Hunt sales professional can definitely help. To learn more about any of our unique programs, go to huntmortgage.com or call Hunt Mortgage today, 716-633-3700 for a personalized, customized service in a truly consultative environment. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. And tomorrow is the big day, Bills versus the Baltimore, our nemesis, and we tend to take them apart that day. We are broadcast at this time live, WBEN 930 AM and 98.5 FM HD3, and you can listen live anywhere in the world through the Odyssey app or at WBEN.com. Recorded episodes of Our House Radio Show are now available on our blog at huntrealestate.com and also as a podcast through the iTunes store for you to share, stream, or download. Subscribe to the Our House Radio Show and never miss another episode. And Realizing Real Estate, our new podcast, will soon be available. It is also always available at the iTunes store as well. All these productions are designed to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate, which is the mission of all of our programming. And for those of you who'd like to comment or ask a question about any aspect of real estate or what my guest will address today, please email me at peter.hunt, at huntrealestate.com and put in the subject line radio show, or leave a message at our website, huntrealestate.com. Comments and questions can also be texted to the station during the show at 716-803-0930. We have a very special show for you today. My guest today is John Gavagan. John is the newly appointed Vice President of Corporate Connectivity at the 43 North Foundation. Good morning, John.
I swear, being on with the Charlie Rose of Buffalo, Peter, it's always a pleasure.
Well, it's great to have you on, John. You've been on before and certainly always brought us great insights. But before we get into what you're doing now, which is extremely interesting, and I really want to pursue this because it touches on something that I think is most important to Western New York and really all of the markets we serve. Give us a little background on John Gavagan.
Well, for the people that have heard my interviews with you before, probably know a bit of my past. You know, I started off in corporate America and pivoted over to being an entrepreneur, many years ago, and built a really cool company with my partner in Rochester. Ended up selling it to Xerox, in the 2000s. After a bit of scaling, and I think I just caught the bug for entrepreneurship, and we were really proud about the family that we built and being on this mission of God, from God, and this what typically happens with entrepreneurs, and we built something really nice. And around that time, I was starting to think about more of a career aspiration in Buffalo and getting more sent. I was doing a lot of travel around the Northeast, and that's when the 43 North business plan competition was really launching and becoming somewhat notable in the Western New York community. And I was reading the paper and I was like, God, that role would be so fun to do. You know, it's so community-based and innovation and entrepreneurship, things that I loved. And you know me well enough to know I'm a diehard lover of this community. And I really wanted to do that job. And that's how I met Jordy Levy and Bill Maggio and Sharon Dasio, a whole bunch of people that were engaged in the early going of building a startup ecosystem here, and met them. And I was really fortunate enough to go run the 43 North business plan competition for many years and got to know a lot of cool people in this region and outside this region. I think our work back then really laid the foundation for what we have today, which is a really robust startup community and innovation economy. We laid the brickwork for that, obviously in collaboration with a lot of people and partners. And we created something really unique to our economy and community. I then got my entrepreneurial zest back. I wanted to put my cleats back and take the headsets off for a while and got back into bringing a few other organizations here to Buffalo, creative to the startup community. One of the most fun experiences I've had is running a fintech startup here out of Western New York called Credit Vault. We developed the product Wire Vault, which I think you remember is wire fraud prevention software, really catered to, title companies, escrow agencies, and law firms, anybody that's doing big transactions. We built this company and had a lot of notable Buffalonians engaged in the project and as employees and investors, et cetera. I found an amazing team to take my place. We, by the grace of God, made it through product market fit, a key milestone for startups. And we found a really great team to transition over the next phase, which is really scaling up. And it gave me the opportunity to come back to community work. And now I am lucky enough to boomerang back to the 43 North family to run one of the pillars and primary strategies to scale what we built. We're all part of building over the last 10 years. We want to scale the things that went well and really leave this economy with in this community with an asset that we can be proud of and that will create other opportunities for our families. So I'm very happy to be back to 43 North, and I'm very happy that the company that I helped build is in really good hands with a really good team. So that's me in a nutshell, father of two. So I am deeply motivated by creating an environment where my sons feel like they have opportunities both professionally and have the opportunity to come back and raising their kids here. And and I'm eager to do my part in ensuring that that happens.
Let me ask you a little bit more about this concept of corporate connectivity, what that really means, and also what really do you hope to accomplish that already hasn't been accomplished through the actions of 43 North and the foundation itself?
Well, maybe it would help just for a little grounding for the listeners who maybe haven't heard about the foundation, but we exist only for one reason, and that is really to explode entrepreneurship and the innovation economy in Buffalo. That's why we exist. And this foundation, fortuitously, for 43 North, through one of the companies that we had invested in, made a lot of money on our investment, and it provided the seed funding for the foundation. So this foundation is investing $100 million into a few key strategies that other booming cities have invested in over the years. And we've now begun to launch those strategies here in Western New York. So, you know, our feeling really is if we do this job right now, and the timing's right now, we're not only going to create a lot of new wealth and companies, but a lot of cool new job opportunities for our kids, and really get the swagger of a city with a kick-ass economy. And so we have a lot of work in front of us to do it. But corporate connectivity, Peter, is essential. When you take a look at other communities, the corporates and startups really collaborate together on creating a density of great talent, nurturing that talent, retaining that talent in the local economy, and creating new innovations collaboratively to go build new companies and new opportunities for growth across existing businesses, and of course new ones as well. So that link between the corporate community and the startup community is essential. We got signs of that as we were building out over the last 10 years, but I think we want to be more intentional in the next 10 years about creating a seamless collaboration venue for existing and established business community and the startup community that's really taken root here.
One of the things that we've done a couple shows on is the concept of this tech hub thing that's really spreading across the state through various investments that the state itself is making, mm-hmm. and also through things like 43 North in terms of building all that density of great talent, as you just described. How do you interact with what's going on really on a broader scale across the state?
Well, that's part of the, that's in the plans right now, is how do we work together in a more collaborative sense? There's so many, 43 North Foundation is investing in its own strategies and programs across talent. We have our only venture studio in the region, led by Dan Magnuszewski and Mike Cazzaneri, two really well-known people in the startup community here. Obviously worked on a bunch of startups. We've got our own newsroom that's really curated by Dan Miner, one of the great historians and storytellers of the mm-hmm. business community over the last 10, 15 years. And then obviously I joined, we're led by Sarah Tambacucci, who is an incredible leader. She's kind of the mom to all of us because she's just so bright and intuitive, and she keeps everybody on track. So, and we're led by a really good board. But you know, the investments that we're making are not the only investments that have been made across the landscape here in Western New York. You know, the work from the state. Remember, the state was the original seed money to create the 43 North Business Plan competition under Governor Cuomo, right? Mm-hmm. Startup community, the innovation economy, that sector in Buffalo was non-existent really in 2013. There were signs of cool things going on by some grassroots efforts. When you fast forward 10 years, you know, afterwards, 10, 12 years from then, to see the coffee clubs and the programs and the pathstones and integrations with partners like Microsoft and Minecraft and the different programmatic stuff that we have available to entrepreneurs in the local community is really, really exciting. I think it's always been challenging for the corporate, for the established business community to really truly understand how to plug in and take advantage of it. I think all of, you know, you guys maybe even included in that, like it's really cool to work in that environment and they want to be a part of the growth of the community, but also need to see opportunities that would benefit their own organizations that they were responsible for. So this isn't just 43 North Foundation. It's really a collaborative effort, public, private, and the business community to come together and nurture these types of programs and efforts.
Let me broaden that out just a little bit. One of the things that strikes me in this whole conversation, we had a great conversation with Dan Miner on the show, as I said, a few weeks ago. And one of the things that strikes me is that there has been a disconnect, really, between the entrepreneurial community, the tech community, 43 North, and the rest of the corporate community in Western New York. And in a broader sense, though, there has been in my mind, a very poor transition of leadership in this community overall from the generation that we all were very familiar with, the kind of the Group of 18 generation, the Bob Wilmers and Jerry Jacobs Sr., people like that, that were powerful drivers of the growth of this community. But there's been very little in my mind done by those people and by my friends and people you know to really dig deep into our younger people in this community and bring them in to really engage them in the community. And I hope one of the things that's part of your job will be to develop that new leadership through the 43 North Foundation, your activities, to develop them into the next private and public company leadership in this community, because I think there's a void right now. How do you feel about that? Am I wrong about that? Because I don't see the connection yet, and I don't see the generational connection yet.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we believe that it's going to take really more of a community effort. You know, it's, you know, you always have a SEAL team that is trying to leverage their networks and their connections and potentially their resources to drive things forward. But having
I don't see that SEAL team yet, though. I think the SEAL team did exist, but it's largely broken up now. And I think there's lots of individual efforts going on. But the single largest kind of collective effort for real change and real new direction in our corporate hierarchy in this community is happening through 43 North. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that connection will really be strengthened between there and what may have been the traditional part of our economy here.
And I think here at the risk of, let me put it this way. We had a model that we had some really strong leaders and some incredible people, but the community is still where it's at now. So what are the models really, which is the 43 North Foundation board really did an effective job going to study other cities and other ecosystems that were thriving. And these weren't Boston's and New York's and Silicon Valley's. These were peer cities like Kansas City or Indianapolis, Salt Lake City, et cetera. Ones that look like us, Columbus, right? Mm-hmm. So when you start studying those, you saw a direct link between the experience of the established business community, right? Think about what they have access to. They have access to deep benches of talent, executive knowledge, and business acumen. They have access to customers and other resources that the startup community doesn't really have access to. What the startup community has access to is nimbleness, creativeness, an understanding of the latest and greatest technologies to go advance businesses that ultimately may disrupt other businesses. So when you put those two in a whole different purview on talent and access to talent, right? And so when you put those two very powerful parts into the same equation and put those two types of entities together, you're getting the best of both worlds. And we've seen in other communities is that established business community with amazing assets and knowledge and mentorship and acumen and all the other things, customer base, but you know, et cetera. You combine that with the desire of entrepreneurism and innovation and creativity and And the nimbleness of a startup community, you throw those two things together, that's when you start really creating magic. And you can see that happening in other cities that I'll say are a bit farther ahead. So to me, Peter, quite candidly, it's not about building, let's say, another group of 18, okay, or another SEAL team necessarily. It's really building an army around a common vision. And really, truly, what do we really all want? We want to create new companies. We want to create new wealth. We want to create prosperity in this region. We want to create cool opportunities for ourselves and for our children or for our grandchildren to create that sustainability of quality of life and family continuity in this region. And candidly, there isn't anybody in this community that can't say the words, "I love being here." I was talking to an executive, very notable, very successful executive here locally the other day. And he was sharing some information with me. And I said, you know, such and such, doesn't it really all come down to this is our home? And don't you just want your home to be the best that it could be? And he was like, you know what? Absolutely true. And so while we're all just like Hunt, just like Credit Vault for me was in the past, like, yes, that is a primary objective. You still have financials, you still got people development, you still got the problems, you still got operational challenges. But unless you earmark just a little bit towards an eye on how do I make the home that we are all invested in a little bit better, well, then that's where we run into challenges. And I think in the next, as we scale up what we built before, I think it's going to ultimately be all of us doing it together.
And I agree wholeheartedly with everything you said. Some people, though, in every one of the cities you mentioned, are the face of that vision. They're the face of that, whatever the community says it wants to be, that can put forward that vision. Buffalo, Western New York will be X. This is what we're going to be. This is our vision for it. And I guess I've just seen since the old guard kind of disbanded in one way, shape, or form, that there hasn't been that coalescing of people to really, first of all, describe that vision and then go out there and talk about it. Largely, that's been the job in most communities of some version of a chamber of commerce or political leadership or some combination thereof. But we've seemed to have a void there. And this is my opinion. Everything you're saying is 1,000% true. And what it comes down to, like you say, can we say we love this place? Obviously, I can, and I know you can. And if we do say we love it, how do we, in terms of our businesses and our personal lives, how do we engage with the rest of the community? How do we come together? How do we paint a vision that other people will say, you know what, that's really cool? Just like you said to the executive you were talking to, and he said, you know what, you're right, John. How do we get more people talking that way?
I think what I have planned for, I run the corporate connectivity pillars. So there's four strategies, as I had mentioned earlier. One is focused deeply on building a great bench of tech talent in this community to serve the existing population of great companies and the new companies that we're inventing here on a weekly basis. So you need great talent to serve that. Two, we built our only venture studio in the region, led by some terrific guys. The whole purpose of that is to invent new companies, homegrown companies right here, that will ultimately contribute, much like ACV did, is our most prominent example in recent memory, to go build and invent new companies that are home to other opportunities for talent here and new wealth and that sort of thing. So the third is, the newsroom through Dan Miner. It's amazing. We're going to go tell the stories in this region, outside the region, then corporate connectivity is the final pillar. And so it's my job to really connect our established community, business community, with the startups in a more intentional way. And how do you get that message out about the vision? It's programs like this, right? It's doing intentional, like we have a series of different dinners coming up right now, which will get intimate sessions with other leaders and other business advocates, community advocates in the same room talking about this vision of who we want to become here in the next 10 years. what economy we want for our community, for ourselves, but also for future generations. I believe that this is really our legacy. So we have a number of different events coming up, et cetera. We're going to be showcasing that through a variety of different channels. That's why I was so grateful, Peter, to come on today. There'll be multiple different ways of engaging, not only as leaders, but also engaging your employees to see what's possible in the community. I'll give you a perfect example. Many times we show up to the 43 North competition, and it's the very similar faces as we've seen in the last, you know, decade, right? But how do you get all the corporates in, you know, how do you get the entire established business community showing up to those events to see what type of thing we can build? Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that we've got less than a minute left before we go to the break, but I want to come back and, and elaborate on that, this engagement process of leaders and their employees, and getting that message out to the, first of all, local community and in a broader sense to the world, because I think we've got a great story to tell. And it's unfortunate that I think we've, to some extent, besides the work that you talked about earlier in terms of going out and looking at other cities, we've been talking to ourselves. And I hope, I'm very interested in how you intend to take that out and make it much, much broader than that. But we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back with more From Our House to Yours after these very important messages.
At Hunt Mortgage, we are honored to be part of a wonderfully diverse community. That's why we've worked hard to develop a wide range of loan programs tailored to each borrower's personal and financial situation, including the HUD 184 program for Native Americans, featuring a low 2.25% down payment and no mortgage insurance premium, a draw construction loans for new home construction, and even our doctorate loan program for all those who have completed a PhD-level education. At Hunt Mortgage, we provide a full suite of loan options to meet your individual needs and to help make home ownership possible for everyone. Let us help you find the perfect loan for your future.
This program is paid for by Hunt Mortgage.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. RealEstate.com is the only place on the web where you can find not just a complete inventory of homes available in any of the markets we serve, but you'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. And let me just mention that there's lots of websites out there, and we have a conversation with some of our leaders recently about where people go to look for information about real estate. I just want to remind everybody, if you go to Zillow or you go to Realtor.com, that's secondhand information. That's information that comes from the real estate community to them through MLSs, and then they distribute it. If you want to come to the source, the best place to come is HuntRealEstate.com. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, and for more information about our exclusive mortgage program that is your assurance of the lowest rate and closing costs, the Second Look program, call today, 716-633-3700, and ask for details. If you watch television, turn on your computer, your phone. There may be an ad or a text or an email soliciting you for some mortgage product. If you may be thinking about buying or considering refinancing your current loan, and by the way, if you click on one of those sites, believe me, they're going to be coming back to you. So look for those inquiries. But before you click on it, go to huntmortgage.com. And there's also a particular emphasis today on the unique opportunities for veterans, which we fully endorse. But how are you going to know if you're getting the very best deal? Let us take that second look through Hunt Mortgage's Second Look program. There is no cost or risk, and we're so convinced this will help you. You're going to receive a gift card just for allowing us to take that second look. And coming up soon, we've got a new offering that I'll be sharing with all of you, which is really spectacular regarding our Second Look program. And this is against anything that you receive from any other lender. Also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, our cash guarantee letter, our Marry the Home, Date the Rate program, or any of our other programs only at Hunt Mortgage, 716-633-3700. My guest today is John Gavigan. John is the current and new, I guess, Vice President of Corporate Connectivity at the 43 North Foundation. And we've been talking about what that really means, what John's new role means for our community. And I've been pressing you a little bit, John, on how you're going to do this. And I'd like you to elaborate on that a little bit more. You mentioned, for example, you want to get the message out. You've mentioned the four stages or four pillars of the 43 North Foundation program. And now a lot of this ball is in your hands.
Now you're going to get the message out. How are you going to do that?
So we got a series of different events, Peter. So I'll put it in your terms first. It's somewhat smiling and dialing, right? So it's educating, even if it has to be one, you know, executive at a time or one influencer at a time. So educating a bit more on what the startup community and why it's creative to a healthy economy here in Western New York could happen through a variety of different ways. Sometimes one-to-one meetings and face-to-face and having a cup of coffee and a conversation. But we also have a lot of other things planned through events, intimate dinners that we have planned to get small groups of people to hopefully build a that flywheel of interest and saying, yeah, this is really important to our community, and this is how we can work on creating the type of innovation economy we want in the community. I think that there's ways immediately for the established business community to get engaged. Oh, and by the way, the awareness, you're going to see all sorts of stories coming out of the newsroom. Right. Dan's creating what's called Series B. It's going to be a community asset that's all he's talking about in region and out of region are collaboration opportunities and the success stories that we've got coming out of the startup community in collaboration with our established business community. And that's going to be the primary driver of his narrative out of region and in region. So I think there's going to be a lot of touch points that we're going to be able to have with the region. And in that communication, I think trying to centralize the type of vision that we want, right, as a community that all of us can get behind, I think creating an explosive economy based on entrepreneurship and innovation is a really compelling vision. And the reason why it creates so many other opportunities, prosperity and wealth, and all boats rise as a result. And I don't have to prove it. Just look at other communities with population growth and cranes in the air and opportunities. In large part, it is driven by the ambitious nature and the positive mindset of leaving your house a better version than the one that you inherited. And I think if we get on the same train with this, I think that we can build something really powerful. What I've seen in this community, and I'm sure you've been to a lot of communities, I've been to a lot of communities, what I think is very unique is that people from this beach, right? All turtles like to go back to the beach from where they were born. People seem to love our beach more than other people that come from their own communities. People from this community who inherit this community as a part of their life and roots seem to really appreciate being here. But it is our collective responsibility to make it a better version. So what are some of the things that corporates can do? Well, quite frankly, it's invest in them. You've got mentors, you've got access to resources, you have access to customer bases. Many of the established business community have now taken on roles where they serve as pilots and initial customers to early stage businesses, not for the sole benefit of the startup, but they're looking at new innovative ways to impact their own business. So imagine the great innovations that are happening in the entrepreneurial sector, the startup sector, is now dovetailing and contributing to the growth of the established business community. A lot of times, great ideas and innovation happen because of the acumen in the corporate environment with the ability to use tools to create innovation from the entrepreneurial, the startup community. When you throw those two things together, magic happens. Mentors, be a customer, be a pilot, work on product development with these people. There are intern programs right now to help, you know, engage your talent pools through what Tech Buffalo is doing. We can work directly with the innovation studio that's led by Dan on creating new innovations for the sectors that all of us work in. So they have a great model to validate different ideas that we can spin up into business. I actually find it akin to what we call tech transfer out of university system. They're the tech transfer department for the business community, right? So think about just those ways. And if you want new ways or create creative ways on how to engage, I'm literally a LinkedIn or a phone call away, and we can come up and tap into the different programs, not only through 43 North Foundation, the investments that we're making, but the plethora of assets that we now have in this community.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And I was jotting some notes down as you were talking here. But one of the things I'd like to put into the mix for you and for the whole effort that's taking place within the 43 North family there is the connection to the artistic community. And why do I say that? 20 years ago, I was burdened with the problem of coming up with something to say to a group as a result of this event that I was involved with. A talk, a speech, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, it was I was a little bit concerned that I didn't exactly know what I was going to say, as anybody might be in that situation. I happened to get on a plane, and a friend of mine got on right after me, and he said, I told him my dilemma, and he said, well, did you see the cover of USA Today today? And on the right-hand column was a story about Cincinnati. You would call that a pure city, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, and it was talking about the coolness factor, what was happening in Cincinnati at that time. This was probably early stage of the kind of technology you've been talking about. But what they were talking about was the arts community and how young people who are creative, and this now goes for technology as well, and there's a direct link between technology and art, as you know, which is really blowing up. But it was a remarkable conversation. This became the focus of my talk about what Buffalo could become. And you're right in the mix of it. You're right in the center of it right now. And we've been involved, obviously, a little bit in the arts community ourselves, both through the AKG and also through our own art gallery. And I couldn't be more enthusiastic about how those young people, and not so young people, but those people that have been deeply engaged in creating something, I believe they're looking for a link to something like what you're doing. Have you thought about that at all?
I think about it constantly. Let me build on that a little bit. We just got out of a meeting with Ernst & Young. Literally,
yeah, we just got 1 minute left in this break. I want to come back, but go ahead. Touch on it.
One of the things that they've been engaged in the startup community. Think about a top four accounting firm, you know, very challenging business, right? Accounting, you think of it more of a legacy type business. EY got very engaged in our startup community here. And as a result, have had multiplier effects of impact on this economy through one legacy business. And one of the things that one of the executives that spearheaded this for them said, he goes, you know, I don't want to lose sight, but when we got engaged in this initially, this is going back a decade ago, he's like, it was fun. It was fun. It was like cool. Our people loved it. They not only got the socialization, the networking, they would do cold calls on new applicants coming into the 43 North thing. They loved it, and fun matters. Yeah. Cool, man.
I got to have you hold that thought, but you're sure. Right on. And that's what I come back and talk about after.
Yep.
Now I think we're getting somewhere.
You got it,
this,
buddy.
This is really the answer, I think, to hold any community together. It's got to be fun. It's got to be exciting. It's got to be generate enthusiasm. And that's what we're talking about here. And I want you to elaborate on that when we come back. We will be back shortly right after these extremely important messages from our house to yours.
Hunt Mortgage is grateful for the men and women who serve our country in the military. To show our gratitude, Hunt Mortgage now offers veterans and active duty service members a conventional loan program with zero down payment and no mortgage insurance premium. This program helps make homeownership more affordable to those who've dedicated themselves to protecting our great nation. Thank you for your service from all of us at Hunt Mortgage.
This program is paid for by Hunt Mortgage.
Welcome back to our house. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, NMLS number 37405, a proud equal opportunity lender and home of the pre-purchase agreement, the second look program, the marry the home, date the rate program, the cash guarantee letter. We've got a veterans program. We've got a seniors program. We've got so many programs, but it's exciting to me when people think they see the rate on television, they say, well, that's the rate. Or they look on their computer and they say, the rate today is 6.75 or whatever it might be for a 30-year mortgage. Pay no attention to that. You've got to talk to a mortgage consultant who's going to design a program just for you. And there's many programs out there that we've built that I know will help you. So call today, 716-633-3700, or go to huntmortgage.com. My guest today is John Gavigan, and we've been talking about, I think, one of the most important things in our community, and this is true of any community. And that's really how any community embraces the next thing, the next opportunity, the set of opportunities that exist. And this community, Western New York, has embraced a concept called 43 North, which goes back, John, I think you might remember this even, when Jordy Levy and I think a couple other guys started Z80 Labs in the old Buffalo News building. And Jordy called me one day, invited me down there, and we became an early investor in all that because I believe that somebody had to do that, and it was really great to see that happen. But now that we're here, we're many years later, and you were just talking about before the break that momentum that we all felt in the second half of the last decade, from say 2014, 15 through 20, and then into 21, and then things started to change. And you touched on a couple of those things. For example, people became very insular. They had these social pods, these groups of people that they clung to because they didn't want to expose themselves or their children to the potential of COVID. And people went home from the office. They worked from home, and getting them back to the office has been one of the greatest monumental tasks that this economy has faced. And there's article after article about companies that are saying come back or else. There's articles that are saying stay home forever. It's just the way it is. But this has to have impacted 43 North. What happened?
Well, I see 43 North as a community asset. We own 43 North together. Buffalo, this is one of Buffalo's great brands. And it took a decade to evolve. Okay, so it's not what happened to 43 North. It's what happened to the community and the attitude of the community. I will tell you in 2018, 19, 20, 21, man, it was so exciting. Like people believed for the first time, seriously, I'm 54. For the first time in my life, and being a lifelong true resident and advocate of this community, I had never experienced a time where I felt that proud about who we were and that bullish about where we were going. I'm not kidding. The excitement around the events, and it wasn't just 43 North events. I mean, we had marquee events, of course, and they were incredible and amazing, but you saw all the little ripple effects and the spider webs that came out as a result of it. People were just organically building stuff, and it was so cool to be a part of, and people were excited and happy, and they were having fun with each other. And then COVID happens, and we went back to path of least resistance. I fear that we went back into a scarcity mindset, very protectionist, very cultural, I think, to our community. And what the difficult part was is we got a glimpse of what the best version of ourselves really looked like during a short window of time. And the momentum was there. But here's the funny thing. Even though I still believe we're coming out of the doldrums of that horrifying human event of COVID, which, by the way, Buffalo is not the only, you know, person, the community that got hit here. You go to a bunch of cities that are the same way. But you know what? You can go to other cities and they're thriving. And why? Because people are out and they're engaged in their communities and warm weather climates, crummy weather climates. It's the mindset. And if there's one thing that I am hopeful for in the investment that we're making into building something that we know and have the proof of how exciting it was for our community and game changing it was for our community, my hope is that our mindset, our belief in ourselves changes permanently. That it becomes hardwired into our DNA, that we don't think through a scarcity mindset, that we actually think through an abundant mindset. What's next? What can we do next to improve the quality of life for our families and for families that we don't know in our community? Once we get back to that, I think that you're going to see what we're building now absolutely explode. And so quite candidly, Peter, I think the next couple years, the stuff that we're working on, and you're obviously engaged in this too, because you've been a massive steward of the startup community and, you know, built innovations even within Hunt that are really impressive in your sector. I think this is the most important time I think it's the most important time to be in this city and take an active role in helping to create that mindset that is hardwired into the DNA. We have an no one has to explain all the assets that we have and the luxuries between freshwater and unbelievable cultural assets and buildings that we never tore down that have become the fabric of our architecture, the kindness of our people, the bills, you know, having laying claim to one of the foods that are on the menu of everywhere else in the world. Chicken wings, I'm talking about, of course. The reality is we know our assets, but quite candidly, we have not lived up to the best version of who we are. And I think the pathway to get there, we believe strongly that the pathway to get there is through ensuring that we have built a strong entrepreneur and innovation economy and making sure that it is well-resourced. That's it. We do that. We will create more Tom Golisanos, more Ralph Wilsons, quite candidly, hopefully more Peter Hunts in the world that all allow us to have a better quality of life in this community.
Well, I've written down a couple of phrases that you said there, which I hope we can drill into anyone who's listening and may listen in the future. One is that the mindset changes permanently. And I couldn't agree more, because we still have that little bit of the woe is us mentality that we had years ago, that we shook for a while and now it kind of crept back in, as you said, as a result of the COVID effect. And you also said, get out and get engaged. And I couldn't agree more. We need to get out. We need to get together. We need to get engaged. We need to have a community dialogue. And I think going back to what we talked about earlier, some group, and I think your group may be uniquely positioned to do this together with the partnership and other groups in our community, to say, okay, how would we define where we are now and what our vision might be? But get out and get engaged, talk to each other, just get on the street. What kills me is when I look out on Main Street and I don't see many people. It shocks me. I mean, and it's something that we can change immediately. And that you said, take an active role. This is the one thing that I find is hardest for people to grasp, because what they're saying to themselves is, where do I start? Who should I call first? What can I do? I'm just one guy. If someone asked you that question, what would you say to them?
I would say, yeah, you're one guy. And that one guy creates a ripple effect. It creates a multiplier effect or a butterfly effect in any way you want. If it has a conversation with your grandchildren, like, hey, how are you engaged in, you know, how do you think about entrepreneurship? Why don't we go to this cool event in October to showcase what it really looks like to put your heart and soul on a limb and take the risk that some of these founders are taking, personally, financially, professionally, spiritually. Like, there's a reason why entrepreneurs in the United States are revered. They are revered. They are the cool kids in many ways. Mm-hmm. It's because they have created something that spins off not only wealth, but opportunities for other people and a mindset of building, leaving your home better than what you inherited. And make no mistake, if you take a look at the top 10 foundations in Western New York, eight of them were created by first-time entrepreneurs. So those foundations, and by the way, those foundations tackle everything from schizophrenia to parks to autism clinics to zoos to culturals or whatever. The reality is entrepreneurs can create wealth, deep wealth, and that wealth ultimately gets paid forward into quality of life initiatives and partnerships with other entities, whether it's our government or other foundations or collaborations. But the reality is that money generally gets kicked into what? Our quality of life. Look at what Golisano is doing. You know, because of Medicaid, all those programs, half those programs are going away. But now, because $50 million is going into the new children's hospital, you get to protect those programs for what? Our health, our quality of life. You think Ralph Wilson creating that beautiful park down on by the waterfront, Destination Water Park, it's going to be one of the most beautiful parks in the community. Why? Because we get better quality of life. So our pathway to prosperity from, you know, is really through, let's tackle this one together, but we're going to have to take a more intentional pathway of being engaged. Even if it's talking to your kids and getting them engaged in the program. Like, I'll give you an example. Tech Buffalo's got a family code night. They bring literally families and their kids together in a really fun, engaged experience just to get people engaged, these young kids engaged in just tech. Just that alone, that's being engaged. It's not just financial. Others are going to take a more prominent role in engagement, but there is always something to do. Show up at the events. Start there. It's like Batman said, Peter, talking to Flash, and he's like, I don't know how to get started, Batman. Like, what do I do? I've never been in a fight before. And he's like, just capture your first bad guy, and you're going to know what to do afterwards. So it's like, this is Batman. Just try one thing, and you'll know what to do afterwards.
I couldn't agree more. And again, the engagement thing is my mind, the whole thing. A lot of people, I think, through the whole kind of COVID turning inward experience, are just there's a lot of slowness to get back into the action.
Right.
So you are in the catbird seat, in my opinion, John, in your new position. And 43 North is a key catalyst, certainly, in everything that we've been talking about today. And I can't be more encouraged by the fact that you're there now again. And the many good people I've met there are deeply engaged and have all the qualities that you talked about earlier in terms of that, just that mindset that's changed permanently for a lot of people. And I hope we can, through your efforts, connect with the rest of the community too. Quickly, how do our people that are listening now, how would they engage? How could they connect with you? How would they learn more?
Sure. I'll just give you my email address because you can absolutely email me. I'll take every one of them. It's john@43northfoundation.org. I'd rather get cool voicemails on my cell phone number, which I'm happy to give. I just don't even know if it's protocol. Or you can just hop on to our website too. There's connectivity ways to contact me. I'm super
flexible
on LinkedIn.
What's the website, John?
www.43northfoundation.org.
We do have to go, unfortunately, John. This has been a great conversation. I've really enjoyed all your insights, and I know our listeners have too. I want to thank you for joining me today, and hopefully we'll get you back in to hear a progress report soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it. And I will say this, it's not just the 43 North Foundation's responsibility. It has now come time for our responsibility collectively as a community.
Hear, hear. I'd like to thank you again, John. I'd like to thank our listeners. We'll be back again next week at the same time. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.
At Hunt Mortgage, we are honored to be part of a wonderfully diverse community. That's why we've worked hard to develop a wide range of loan programs tailored to each borrower's personal and financial situation, including the HUD 184 program for Native Americans, featuring a low 2.25% down payment and no mortgage insurance premium, a draw construction loans for new home construction, and even our doctorate loan program for all those who have completed a PhD level education. At Hunt Mortgage, we provide a full suite of loan options to meet your individual needs and to help make home ownership possible for everyone. Let us help you find the perfect loan for your future.
The previous program was paid for by Hunt Mortgage.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.